welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
Welcome back to the radio broadcast. It's good to be with you. We're here in Psalm 119, and we left off in verse 113. Psalm 119, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. The word vain means empty, worthless, thoughts that do not matter. And he said, I hate those kind of thoughts. I hate vain thoughts. I wonder how many thoughts we have and how much our mind is on things that really doesn't matter. And I'm talking about all of us. I know a lot of times I know some preachers who they pretty well preach down to the congregation like they don't ever have any problem with anything. But let's just get honest and see and look at it that we all have vain, empty thoughts. We just, our minds are on things that don't really matter. But he said, I hate those, but thy law, thy word do I love. So instead of having those vain thoughts, thoughts that are empty and have nothing to them, no substance, why don't we as the people of God purpose in our heart that we'll think on the law? He said, I hate those, or thy law, the word of God. He hated those vain thoughts, but he loved to think on the word of God. Verse 114, thou, talking about God, art my hiding place and my shield. The Bible talks about God being a place we can resort to. He's our hiding place, our shield. That's a protective piece of military equipment. A shield would help the man who is in battle, that the sword of the enemy can't get him, that the arrows of the enemy, that anything the enemy might throw at him. And he said, Lord, you are my hiding place and my shield. You're a place, Lord, we can get, just like in the cleft of the rock. Moses got in the cleft of the rock so God could pass by him. And I won't say that that's what the Lord is to his people. He's our hiding place. He's our shield and our comfort. And he said, I hope in thy word. I trust. I put my confidence. That's where my hope lies, is in the word of God. I want to ask you today that might be listening, or is your hope in the things of this world, in your education, in your job, in your material gain, your possessions, your house, your cars? Well, I'm going to say if your hope is in anything else than Christ and his word, then you're still without hope. You're hopeless. Verse 115. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. The Bible said, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners. And he goes on there. And he said, depart from me, ye evildoers. I tell you what, it really troubles me of how so many professed Christians who say they're saved or have so much in common with the ungodly, worldly crowd. I think we ought to witness to them and be an example to them. We have to work with them and be with them. But I won't say that the lost man, the unregenerated crowd, those who don't think about God and the spiritual things and love the Word of God, that's not my crowd. They bore me to death. I have nothing in common with those people. I tell you what, the only thing I've got in common with them, that I was lost and I was dead in sin, and I was in need of a Savior. But I'm telling you, that's not my crowd, and we ought to not want to run with the evildoers and the worldly wicked crowd, because they'll influence us and they'll destroy our witness and testimony. You need to be careful who you associate with. Evil communications does corrupt good manners. We are still told to avoid the very appearance of evil. If it even looks evil, it doesn't give a good representation of Jesus Christ and His salvation and the church and that we attend and are a member of. We ought to represent all that well. And if running with evildoers doesn't do that, it gives a bad light, a bad testimony. Verse 116, uphold me according unto thy word that I may live. He said, uphold me according to what the word says. I believe he's talking about the promises of God's word. They uphold us. They lift us up, and we're trusting everything we've got on that the word of God's going to come through, and God's going to come through and do what he said because he said it in his word. He said, do it that I may live, that I may have life and not die and not be in despair, but that I may live and live for you, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. We oughtn't to be ashamed of the hope that lies within us. Bible says we ought to be ready to give every man an answer of the hope that lies within us. How often are we ashamed of our Lord when it comes that we're the only one standing at the workplace? Everybody else wants to do something or says stuff, and they'll go along with their regular worldly talk about their ball games and their drinking and their whoredom and all this stuff they did, and running around, you know, being so eat up with materialism, what they bought, what they did. And you just say, well, tell you what happened yesterday. We had a good service at the house of God. Said the choir sang, the congregation sang, the preacher preached, we testified, we shouted, we worshiped, we praised God. They'll look at you like, where'd you come from, and would you please go back? But I want to say that we are different. We are peculiar people. We're called to be peculiar. And we ought to stand out, not to, just to be standing out for standing out's sake, but because we are different, we will stand out in this world, because the world is in enmity with God, and it's a very great contrast. Verse 117, hold thou me up, and I shall be saved. And I will have respect unto thy statutes, thy word continually. He knew that he would be safe in the hand of God. Thy right hand upholds me, O Lord. And he said in the last part of that verse, I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. We ought to have a great respect for the word of God. And it ought to be a continual thing. When you respect something, you hold it in high regard. You know, if you hear somebody say of another person, I respect them, that means you respect them. You take what they say. You put a lot of confidence in that. You hold them in a high esteem. Well, that's where the Word of God. We ought to have great respect and esteem and honor for God's holy and infallible and inerrant Word. Thou, in verse 118, thou has trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. We see God's judgment on the wicked and on your unregenerated man. He said, God, thou hast trodden down all them that err, that don't put any confidence to thy statutes. I want to say this to the lost that are listening today. Without Jesus Christ, you're hopeless. If you've never repented and trust in the finished work, I'm not talking about if you've been baptized. I'm not talking about if you've done good works, or if you've been reformed, or if you've quit bad habits and started other things. I'm not talking about works that you've done in your flesh. But if you ever repented and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, it's all of grace. It's totally trusting and relying on the Lord and repenting of your sin. I want to ask you, have you ever done that? Is that what you're trusting to save you, the Lord Jesus Christ, or something you've done? Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes. Those that die without Christ will be trodden down in hell. Hell is real. I don't care what the Mormons and Jehovah's Witness and the Adventists say. I'm telling you, all cults deny hell. Hell is real. Hell's eternal. Hell is a burning place. Hell is still on fire. Hell is being enlarged every day. I know in the Bible there's places where hell refers to the grave, and I'm not going to deny that. But I'm telling you, there is also called a place of everlasting fire. And we just say hell because we're in reference when somebody dies, they're in the grave, and the Bible does talk about hell fire. Hell is on fire. And that's where people that are not saved go. Without Christ, you'll die and go to a devil's hell. Verse 119, thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. See, dross is something that's on gold when it's taken out of the ground. And that old dross must be burnt off. The gold must be refined and purified for it to have its beautiful gold color. And he said, thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. They're burnt up. They're sent to a place called hell and be judged for eternity. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. He said, I still love thy word, O Lord. I love thy word. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I'm afraid of thy word. Doesn't mean that he sits around in a terror, but he has respect, a holy reverence. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I tell you, the Bible talks about there's a generation, there's no fear of God before their eyes. We're in a day when most Christians don't fear God. And I don't even fear God like I ought to. Because we ought to fear. The Bible said God is angry with the wicked every day. And the unregenerated man, God's angry with that. But those of us that are saved, do we fear the commandments of God? We ought to fear, not that we fear God in a way where we're afraid to move, but it's a holy reverence for His holiness and His glory and that He is God. But we don't fear Him like we ought to. If we feared Him like we should, then we wouldn't be such an unholy living people. We'd be more in tune with living for Him and living separate from the world and realizing there's a judgment seat to come. Not to determine if we're saved or lost. That's not determined then. That goes on in this life, and it was chosen before the foundation of the world. The Bible said, "In you hath He chosen before Him in love, before the foundation of the world, whose names were written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world." God's people, whom He would save, was chosen in eternity past, before the world began. But I want to say that we ought to fear God. And He said, "I'm afraid of thy judgments. I'm afraid of the things that the Word of God says, the consequences of disobedience and the promise of chastisement and correction and even a sin unto death for a saved person who does not listen to the Word and the Spirit of God. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, for I am afraid of thy judgments." Well, that's that stanza, verse 113 through 120. I tell you what, the Word of God is precious. The Word of God is worthy to be meditated upon. It's worthy to be studied and applied and lived out in our life. God bless you. We'll be back next week, and we'll begin in Psalm 119 and verse 121.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.